You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Muniz Live, PSC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And good afternoon, good day. Oh my boy, I do apologize if we get a little late start. It rough out there. It is raining. I think every car in Nassau on the road right now. I believe every single car in Nassau on the road right now. Took me, what usually takes me 10, 15 minutes to get there, almost an hour, 45 minutes, fighting in traffic. So I'm here. I'm good to be here. I'm happy to be here. It's fantastic. It's a great Thursday talking. It's Thursday with Pearly in the house on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Yes, yes. Give me a call at 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259, 325-4259, or toll-free 242-300-5720. Yes, 242-300-5720. And you can always text me on the text line powered by BTC, 422-4796, 422-4796. What's going on in the headlines?
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
$177 million project for Treasure Key. PM says Bahamian workers will be prioritized in every stage. Bowleg says both the Valley Boys factions should compete in A category. PLP's tone shift on key pledges. Police probe possible safety concern at Lyford Key School. Say what? The rich people school? Oh boy, okay. And this business section, Walker's Key plans, casino in new development phase. Heads of agreement related to Key's redevelopment signed yesterday. PM agreements see to it that Walker's Key potential. $177 million project for Treasure Key. ORG, campaign finance reform is crucial for Bahamians. People, it is so good to be here. We should have some guests. We're supposed to talk a little bit about College Fair, but I think they may be sitting in that rain traffic, so we can get there in a second. It is so good to be here. Let's get, oh, we got some little things to read, but let's get these out of the way. Let's do all our housekeeping right away. Says here, have a Japanese import vehicle and no longer able to listen to radio, news, talk, and music content on Guardian Radio? The Hit Spot is offering a $79.99 special, VAT included, brand extended equipment and installation during the month of September. So get to it. And another one says here, and then tonight, today's the 12th of September, at 6:30, Bill and Leonard Sands with the Bahamian Contractors Association for Nailed It. Today, Thursday, at 6:30 p.m., issues dealing with contractors, construction and building community for contractors, for consumers, for everyone. Nailed It begins today, September 12th, on Guardian Radio at 6:30. And there's more in part two at fall premiere week next week. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Oh, boy. People. Man, I've been listening to the shows today. Ooh, the Valley Control, the whole talk shows today. People a bit concerned about that. We could talk a little bit this. Oh. Naughty didn't have a show yesterday because of some issues. So today we're going to adopt Naughty's show, and we're going to do open line today so you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about. We can talk about a lot of different things. And I see something going around I want to talk about a little bit. I can show it you. Say, Pearly, go until 5:30 instead of 5 p.m. You want my sports people kill me, hey, Dexter. But we'll see how it go. I saw something going around today, and they say, In light of the, and I don't know how many of y'all watched the debate, the American president's debate. Oh, that was a show. Between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. So people saying, should we have a debate here in the Bahamas? Should our prime minister go up against the leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, and I guess if there's another splinter group, a leader of that group, I hear Mr. Pintard say anytime, any place, anywhere, he ready to go now. What you would say, you Prime Minister, think that should happen? Think we should have a debate? I mean, normally in the Bahamas, we've never had one. I think they tried to do one back in 02, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong, but I think it's around the 02 general elections they tried to have it. Is that something we want to do in this country? Do we want to hear from the leaders a little more in a controlled environment where we can ask them questions and find out what they say? Do we want to have it as a like the Americans do it as a moderator? Or do we want to have it town hall type meeting? Or something we don't want to do? I'd be very interested in it. I'm very interested in to see who you think would win that debate. Who would be the Harris? Who would be the Trump? Am I causing a problem? And then I see the Valley, the Wayford Valley Boys was on Howard Show earlier today. It was quite interesting what they had to say. My phone is burning up. And I also heard this little voice note going around, jumping all over me for some of the questions I asked. And should I show my colors? My color is brown. I think my skin color is brown, a little caramel brown, like, you know, not too bad. I ain't dark, I ain't bright. A little nice mixture brown skin. But one thing I don't do in this show is play politics. I can talk it, but I ain't going to try to push my views on you. I just want to hear what your views are and what you feel about things. But I can call a spade, and I can be honest. And if something out there, why wouldn't I say it? Because I want to know who it was who called the leader, the JCNP, asking them to put them fellas in their group. These questions you got to ask. These questions Jungle New World want to know. These questions want to know if Genesis couldn't get it, if Roots couldn't get it at the time, if other groups had to go through the red, why this group isn't going through it? That's only the question I ask. That's a fair question to ask. That don't show no colors. I don't care who win Junker New. Just as long as we have a good parade. That's all I'm interested in. I want to enjoy the parade. I want to have fun. I want to see some good Junker New. I want to see some great costumes. And I can dance to every group that come past. Even this thing. Every group that pass, I dance in because I love Junker New. I have no horse in the race, like some people say. All I have is a love for our culture, our number one culture that helps grow our country, that we should be showing off a lot more around the world. So if I have a view on it, I also know what y'all think about it. If y'all don't like what's going on, tell me. You know, should we have a debate between the political leaders? Is that something? And more we can talk about. We can take our voice break. When we come back, we got some people here to talk about college, the future, and what you should be doing. So let's take this quick break. This is Pearly on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM talking. It's Thursday. We'll be right back.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
More out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Imagine getting full flavor without your wallet judging you. We're taking value to a newer, crunchier level with our new KFC Snack Box. Packed with one piece of juicy fried chicken, crispy fries, and a buttery biscuit, all for just $5.35. Take a break and snack responsibly with a delicious, affordable KFC Snack Box. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp High to 557-366 for KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They say it's summer, and I for all.
And we're back.
So good to be back here with you. All right, we got our special guest, but let's do one thing here quickly. Let's read this text. It says, Pearly, the only voice note I heard today was the one calling your name. And why you said Trevor Davis is Brave Davis' brother? Because he is. I ain't lie. Did I lie? If I lied, then correct me. First of all, is it true? Are they blood brothers? They brothers. I wouldn't bring something up. Listen, one thing, I will not say something if I don't know what I'm talking about. And if I'm not sure, I will tell you I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, so that's no secret that knows that. Alpha Sounds does all those great concerts and everything like that. As the Alpha Sounds on the corner of East Street and Roscon, I think it is. So everybody know them. I think nothing new. All right. I said it because that's a fact. I said it because people know that. I said it because people are interfering. Some phone calls are being made. All right. But we can leave that one there until some people are ready to talk about it. But in the meantime, we have a special guest, lovely young lady. I'm a person, you know, I brag about my school all the time. I tell the world I went to soccer. Everybody knows that. I'm a soccer. You know. And I love my school. My father went there. My kids went there. My cousins went there. You know, I have a connection with the principal there. So I know the school well. And one of the things I've always encouraged is that's not where you stop at your education. That is the stepping stone for the next move. And college is the next move. Now, many Bahamian kids aren't able to go to college. But many don't exactly know what to do to get into college. And not all schools are like Zach with a great guidance counselor who can guide you. So you have some people out there that want to see kids do well. You want to see kids go to college. And what they've done is instead of you're trying to travel the states and visit the many colleges, what they do is they bring the colleges here to you. And you sit down, you have a conversation with these kids, with the schools, and you get a better idea of what you want to do, and you get a better feel for the school. So I want to welcome a dear friend I've known for 100 years, not quite 100 years, we ain't that old, we ain't gonna go there, but we've known each other for a while. We love each other, we have our rows, we have our fusses,
yes, on
another thing. But today, we're talking something that's very common and something that's both dear to our hearts. And we're gonna talk about the Legacy Life Lesson Career and College Expo. Welcome, my guest, the lovely Erica Morris. How are you, darling?
Hello. Well, let's all play for a little bit.
Go to college, contact Legacy College. Readiness, oh yes, they're the best. They're the stars and college readiness. So you could be prepared for college with no stress. So if you want to go to college, intend to go to college. On your way to go to college. Legacy College Readiness and TOS contact day. Legacy College Readiness and contact day. Legacy College Readiness.
Solo.
Yay. Yes, one of many songs he's done for me.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me, first of all, Mr.
Pearly.
Pearly,
yeah.
Okay, that's what we're calling
you. Don't go on my government name.
Oh, okay, we're going to call you Pearly. First, Let me say this. This is not a St. Augustine's College event.
We know that, yes.
Okay, no, because, you know, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, because we know it's at St. Augustine's campus, and they graciously allowed give you the space to use.
Yes.
But it's open to every single. What grade levels are you talking to? That's 12th graders or 11th, 10th graders?
No, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. Okay. And with some of the activities that we're having, I think if you're in the seventh grade, because I think that college readiness should start in the seventh grade. Okay. That's just to me. But we're going to have activities for all grade levels.
Okay.
And I think there's nothing wrong with being exposed as early as possible.
Yes.
Okay. So on Saturday, September 28th, we are hosting Legacy Life Lessons Career and College Expo. And the reason why it's not a fair is because of all of the different activities that we have going on.
Okay.
We are modeled after the Ministry of Education, the scholarship division.
Okay.
I haven't been saying that, but it's the scholarship divisions. Their areas of priority. Because our discussion with, hey, Miss Chillian Burroughs. Yes. You know, and I was just having a discussion with her, and she says, this was about 3 years ago, when she says, kids don't look at that area of priority. The Bahamas has a list of areas that they want students to pursue careers in, okay? And you're almost, we can't say guaranteed in this business, but your chances of getting scholarships if you pursue one of those degrees would increase.
Yes.
Okay, with you getting that a minimum of $7,500 a year to get in to pursue one of those careers.
Considering what it costs to go to school, that's a big help.
And we are one of the best. I have a couple of colleagues in the Caribbean, and they're like, "That's how much they give?" I said, "That's the minimum."
Yeah.
Okay. And it depends on your BGCSEs, your GPA, and whatnot. How much more you can get.
Yes.
Okay. And she says, kids do not look at that area. And then a lot of them will come, I can't find a job, this, that, and the other, whatever. But it's because we probably are either oversaturated in that area or we just don't need it. And with these areas, it's to fill in that gap. I know we have a lot of people that complain, we always have foreigners in this particular field and that particular field. Well, you're not pursuing the degrees in that field, okay? So this is what this is about. And again, this is the Ministry of Education's areas of priority.
So what schools you got? How many schools you got coming?
15.
15.
I have 15 schools, including schools in the Bahamas. There are some schools that I don't even work with anymore because we have schools here in the Bahamas that can facilitate that. And then you can go off to the school in the U.S. to do it.
Okay.
So we're having 15 schools. But the good part about this is that we have 11. One is pending, because there are actually 12 areas of priority.
Okay.
And each of those areas, they have different degrees that they want you to pursue. And we have industry professionals who are going to host workshops.
Okay.
So if you're interested in aviation.
Okay, give us some of the areas of interest.
Right. So let's say aviation, because it's A, where you would have Dr. Kenneth Romer, who can tell you why aviation studies or anything in aviation is important and why we want you to pursue it. We have 44% of all of the air traffic controllers can retire today. And we need people to fill those positions.
Okay.
You ever wonder why the national flag carrier may sometimes always not be on time? We need pilots.
We need more pilots.
Aircraft mechanics. And I have a really great relationship with the ministry, Middle Tennessee State.
Oh, okay.
Yet most of my students, I'm responsible for 65% of all of the students that's at Middle Tennessee State.
Okay.
And most of those students.
All of the Bahamian students, you mean?
Bahamian students. What did I say?
Most of the students.
I'm sorry.
Like 30,000 kids.
Sorry, yes. And just to let you know that the very first international student body president of Middle Tennessee State was one of my students.
Okay. I see you calling. That's all on.
Yes. So let's say, if you're in, you decide I want to get some information on aviation.
Uh-huh.
We have Dr. Kenneth Romer, who is the director of aviation and of aviation for the Ministry of Tourism.
Okay.
Who would better know about all of the intricacies and what they need in aviation?
Okay. All right.
So we're going to have him for aviation. Now, social sciences and humanities, that's pending. I do have someone. For business management, if you're interested in business, anything business, I have Gowan Bo. anything about education. We need teachers. We need you in Inagua. We need you in Meguana. So that
Inagua is nice people. I let you know that's my home.
I've never been there.
Best kept secret. Best kept secret.
I thought it was the hush meat.
The Dutch.
Okay.
Hush.
Yeah, okay.
About that.
Let me.
You're not talking about that.
Okay. We're not going to talk about that. And so we have Miss Belinda Wilson.
Okay.
We have Dr. Donovan Moxie, who's going to talk to you. He was the former chairman of BPL, who's going to talk to you about technology here in the country and why it's so needed. We have Greg Delancey. He's with the Ministry of Works. He's going to talk about engineering and construction.
With this one,
let me tell you about this one. AWAC Homes and the Ministry of Education decided to partner with Legacy Life Lessons and College Expo. And how are they going to do that? So I wanted this College Expo to be a hands-on experience. So we're going to have some live experiences, demonstrations while you're there. Because I think if I had some of those first, I wouldn't have changed my major 5 times. Okay.
I only did mine twice.
I did it 5 times and I was trying, it took me about 15 years to get my bachelor's, but okay.
You didn't tell the country, but
yeah, no, because these are stories that I have to tell my students.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of what I do, I speak on personal experiences.
Okay.
And that's what makes me so good at what I do. Okay. And so AWAC Homes and the Ministry of Education, I want to thank the Minister of Housing and Banking, Keith Bell, saying, we definitely want to partner with this. So for the first 28 students that register for the engineering and construction in October, when they're on a Saturday in October, when they have, which is Construction Awareness Month, they're going to have a group of like 28 kids. They're going to take us to a site, a construction site, and we're going to go and see exactly from drawing the plans to the finished product.
Okay.
Okay. For, you know, to build a building.
Yes.
So I want to thank them so much for jumping on that. And I mean, there was no hesitation.
Okay.
So, Frannon, thank you. So I'm trying to get Bahamas Air to bring a plane on the campus.
I know we have a big campus, but I ain't quite sure. They can fit on the field.
They can fit on the field.
Field,
yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, listen, if I'm going to go whole, I might as well go whole, right?
Let's take this call a second, then we can talk some more. Callie, on the air.
Good day.
How you doing?
Yeah, I hear saying the minimum is $7,500, right? And you could get more depending on the BJC and all them other stuff.
Yeah.
But I know, Drew, once you go to a private school, get a $7,500. I don't know why.
No. That's the minimum you can get as a private school student is $7,500.
No, I go through it now. I go through it right now. They told me that the maximum I could get for a private school student.
No.
Government school could get the $15,000.
No.
Private schools get $7,500.
No. Private schools get $7,500. Public schools, and if they go through the PSSP program, they can get $10,000. Now, if your student has, I forgot how many BGCSEs, you can go right to the website. You have to have a certain amount of BGCSEs and SAT scores and a GPA. So it's $7,500. You have $10,000, $15,000, $25,000, and then $35,000.
Well, I tell you now, my daughter, she got all that.
How many BGCSEs she have with A's? And how many of them are A's?
About 7.
And they're only giving her 7. And what's her SAT score?
I think that was 1,400, 1,500, something like that.
If she has a 14 or 15, no, she, if she has a 14 or 1,500, she could almost go to Harvard University with 9 A's on her BGCSEs.
I'm gathering, you're not getting the full information.
Right, yeah. Because, no, you can go right to their...
I don't know what it is, but I'll have to check in there again because they told me the max is $7,500.
No, that's not the max. That's the minimum.
Well,
You can go to the website at the Ministry of Education. Just go to the Ministry. Just pull up Ministry of Education Scholarship Division.
I'm pulling up there in person. I ain't going on no line no more. That thing on line is too serious and... time-consuming. I want to talk to a human. Get it sorted out one time.
Okay, well, you can go to the office on Shirley Street.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, quick text and then we get to you. Pearly, a police is needed on the junction and roads at NAB and the sports center at site is a grid. Not just there, everywhere is a grid.
Everywhere. It took Wolf me about Road, an hour to get here.
Blue Hill Road, Market Street by the sports center, right outside the Guardian building. It is terrible today. It is terrible. I hear you, Dexter. It is terrible. Mm. So, all right, so we've got 15 schools, you said,
mm-hmm.
including some from the Bahamas.
Yes.
So you talked about aviation. We talked about business. We talked about engineering.
Health and allied healthcare. We have Dr. Pearl McMillan.
Okay.
And that's going to be held on a separate night, okay, because of religious beliefs. Religious reasons.
Okay.
So that's going to be held on a separate night, but that all of that information is when you register. You'll see that. For trades, we just got them in. For trades and technical courses, we have Dr. Keith Basden, the vice president of BTVI.
Okay.
He's going to be there. We have my schoolie, my classmate, Dr. Ravinia Roberts for BAMSI.
Yes.
And I told them, listen, I need a petting zoo. I need a greenhouse. I need all of that. I know I ask for a lot, but my kids deserve a lot.
Okay.
And did I forget anyone?
I can't tell you. You tell me.
Okay.
How does one register?
Okay. Well, you can go to my website, and it is legacycollegereadiness.com.
Legacycollegereadiness.com. Okay.
And you just go to registration. You click registration, and you go to students.
Can they register? Are hard copy registered at any of the schools, or the only way they can register is online?
The only way that they can register is online, because then that's the way we would have to find out which workshops that they're interested in.
Okay.
Okay. However, I did give some information, sent out emails to the schools where they can just get the QR code and they can register that way as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a fee?
I don't believe in charging kids for access.
Okay.
So, no, there's no fee. They're going to come out there and have a really good time.
So, it's going to be at St. Augustine's College, lower campus?
Yes, St. Augustine's.
I think that's Blue Square, we used to call that.
Well, actually, it's not in Blue Square. It's in the convocation area.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Food Nutrition.
I got you, yeah.
Right. Okay. So, it's going to be there. We're using that whole session because it's an expo. So, we're going to have food trucks out there.
I got you.
Okay. Later on, we are encouraging everybody to come, go to the different booths, to all of the schools. You may not be interested in any of those, but you still can go to a booth and visit school to get general information.
Middle Tennessee State is going to be there.
Middle Tennessee
State. Any other
schools? Okay, yes. Let me, who's going to be there? FIT, Florida Institute of Technology.
Okay.
I flew one of their planes.
Okay.
Okay. Middle Tennessee State.
Okay.
Florida Polytech.
Okay.
University of West Georgia. Georgia State University.
I know people who went there.
Georgia State?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I could never. I mean, I love the school, but it's incorporated in the city.
Yeah, but the people love that. They love that.
And that will never work for me. I need a campus. I don't want to cross a highway to get to my class.
Yeah.
But so we're going to have LJM Maritime, BTVI, SUNY Oswego, and the student body president there is one of my students.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And I had the youngest student to attend that school. That's Kaylandra Woodside from Andrus.
Okay.
I just had to say that.
Go ahead.
Okay. SUNY Oswego. Gosh, I just said Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah.
High Point University. I can't think of them. I have a CFAM that I can't pronounce the name yet. I'm not really that good in France, in French. So that's a all business school in France.
Okay.
And let me tell you about that. You can get your bachelor's there in 3 years for less than $8,000.
Okay.
At that school.
Well, I would hope the school, because they got to pay to fly there.
You got to pay to fly there.
And
the difference with that in the U.S. is that you can work anywhere. You know, in the U.S., if you work on, you only can work on campus.
Yes, right.
But you're in France, you can work anywhere you want.
Okay.
Okay. And the government actually subsidizes your housing while you're there. And then even if you get the minimum that the government of the Bahamas will give you, your first semester, your first year, you're only paying about $2,000.
Okay.
Okay. So those are some of the schools. I'm trying to see if I can remember the rest of them. But we have about 15 schools that's going to be there. Yes.
Okay. And you begin at what time?
It starts at 10.
Okay.
It's all day because, remember, it's an expo. We're going to have live demonstrations. We're going to have youth groups. When you're going off to college, they don't just want someone who is book smart. They want a child that's engaged. That yes. probably was a part of some youth group or some, you know, some
yep.
other activities or whatnot. So Junior Achievement is going to be there. Everybody knows my affinity towards Junior okay. Achievement. Okay. I invited some of the associations there. Like I know the Engineering Association of the Bahamas. They actually give scholarships.
Okay.
So I invited them to come. I invited the Panhellenic Council of Nassau. So that's your sorority.
That's the Greek. Yeah, my son used to be chairman or president of that.
What's his name?
Vincent Thompson.
Okay, no, I didn't speak to him.
No, he's finished. He's finished his term.
Yeah. Okay, so
he's a cute dog.
He's a cute.
I think that's what they say. I don't know.
Yes, aren't you one too?
No. I went to St. John's University, Minnesota. That was like. Out of the 4,000 kids, be less than 100 of us were of my skin color.
Got you.
And I didn't want to be the fly in the ointment joining the alphas there. So
oh, goodness.
I did not go. I did not do that. I did other things. I did not have that joy.
Okay. Yeah. And so they're going to be giving out information about their sororities and their fraternities, and what you can be a part of before you graduate, and then when you go off to school. You may be interested in joining them, and then later on, they're going to give us that feel because I wanted to have that feel of what it's like when you first go to college. You know, that first week
yes.
of college, the activities, the clubs that you can join, all of the information that you need
about the school. The first day you realize you're not home.
Exactly. Oh, listen.
I sat down when my dad closed the door and said, "Bye, son. Take care." I felt like the whole world left me.
No, the worst, I just have to say, this is my single mother's. And I'm going to call her out, you know, Siobhan Riley.
Yeah.
She was the
With her son?
With her one
good Nicholas.
Boy.
Her one good Nicholas.
And I mean bawling.
Tears. She tried to tease about that.
I'm like, you need to... I'm like, he's just going to school. He's coming back.
Listen, I did the same thing as a big grown man. I had to pull on the side of the road, call my wife, "I can't breathe." My other son was like, "Daddy, what's wrong with you?"
Exactly. But it's those single mothers with those one boys.
You know, my mom cried for me every semester I left.
Yes, that's Siobhan.
And when I was going for my last, I said, "Why are you crying?" She said, "Because I know this is your last run."
Yep.
So I understand.
Yes. So I'm not going to do that. I have one boy, but I'm not.
You think you're not going to do that.
I'm not. I'm strong.
You think so. You wait.
Yes. And then the kicker is because, Mark Humes
okay.
will be for arts.
Okay. He's still a UB professor, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
And he's in theater.
Yes.
And kids, if you're interested in the band, if you're interested in like music production,
yes.
theater production, building sets, the government of the Bahamas will give you money for that. They will give you. I remember when I was in elementary school or primary school, I could remember going out to watch plays.
Yes.
We don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So he's going to host the for arts. And to, you know, commemorate the arts, I've invited some of the high school pop bands.
Okay.
They are awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so right now we have confirmed, we have C.V. Bethel.
Okay.
We have St. Augustine's College.
Okay.
We have Justilian from Government High.
Yes, yes.
Okay, R.M. Bailey.
Okay.
And I think it's like three more. I can't remember who those schools are. And just to give you some, you know, get them entertainment because we're going to have scholarship for kids that's interested in music.
In band and in music. Okay.
So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring them out there so they could get a little taste also because I think Bahamian music is the best music in this Caribbean.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because all of that from this Eastern Caribbean, I can't. Take it.
Can people register on the Saturday the 28th or they have to register?
They can because we will give them a list of what all workshops are there.
Uh-huh.
However, the reason why we did it at SAC was because we can actually have the fair part and then the workshops, everything in one spot.
Okay.
So, and the classrooms aren't that big.
Yeah.
you know, so we're trying to get them registered. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Anything else that we should know about this? What people want, to, you know, any, they can go on your website to get more information.
They can go on the website to get more information. Parents, I don't, wouldn't recommend that you just drop your kids off. Come out there and get some information as well, because there are a lot of things that parents aren't aware of that they need.
And that's what I was going to ask you, because I was talking to a parent the other day, and she's like, oh, I have to apply to all these schools. And I said, you don't do that anymore.
No.
You go to the common application, and you list the schools that you're interested in, and they all get your application, or other schools can go on.
And go,
so you'll teach that, you'll explain that.
Yes, and we will explain all of that to them. Listen, I remember when I went off to college, I had to go to, it's like encyclopedias. You go to the library and you look up, you know, from A to F.
Yeah.
So I want to go to school in Florida. And then they had all of the schools, and you pick all of the ones you wanted. You did your money order with $20, and you mailed all of the schools.
Yes, yes.
And they will send you back the application and everything.
Yes.
So listen. So, you know, you have parents that don't know that your child needs insurance.
Yes.
When they're going off. So I've invited insurance companies.
Okay.
You may have, I have some financial institutions there. Leno is for, you know, even if you have a child that's in primary school, one that's in high school or in junior high school, you could come out to get that information so how you can prepare for their future.
Yeah.
Because with the college counseling that I do, you would be surprised to know what some parents don't know that the child needs.
I can imagine. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So Saturday the 28th of September.
From 10 to 6, we're going to have food trucks. We're going to have workshops. We're going to have schools that you can actually visit if you don't want to go to the workshops. LJM Maritime is going to be out there, and they're going to bring one of their boats. Just, yeah, hands on.
Okay.
Hands on.
Okay.
So everybody is going to be out there. I want to send a shout out to Atlantic College.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of kids that came to me. And let's be real, this is the reality of it. Just because you walked in graduation doesn't necessarily mean you graduated. Okay? Because it's the truth.
You don't get your diploma at graduation. You get it later. So,
no. Yeah.
But you might have school fees to pay. You may have to finish those exams. All
yeah, but
stuff,
so. No. We are talking about the kids who don't or who will not be getting a diploma.
Understood. Yeah.
And, you know, and that's when they realize, oh, maybe I should have paid attention.
Yeah.
So Atlantic College, I've actually sent a lot of students there. You know, you can get your GED.
Yeah.
It's a diploma.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can get that. That should not distract you that you don't. And, you know, those of you who will come there, oh, I have a portfolio. Let me tell you, leave them at home. Your school may require you to have a portfolio, but a lot of the colleges, it's just going to go in the trash where the rest of the garbage is. They don't. Your test scores, your GPA should write that story for you.
Yeah.
And your personal statement, that story for you. Okay? And that's where they will determine, especially, can I just say one thing?
Uh-huh.
I went to Boston. My student from Exuma, Pablo, he applied for Harvard the day the applications were scheduled to. The deadline for the application, the last day.
Uh-huh.
And yes, he had the grades. The average student who's going to Harvard, their SATs are 1580. That's 20 points off of a perfect score.
Yeah.
He had a 1520, I think it was.
Okay.
You know what I believe with how he was able to get in? His personal statement.
Okay. That was the clincher.
I have a school that don't even look at SATs. They look at your personal statement.
Okay.
You know, having that ability to talk to them and letting the person inside of your life, giving them a guided tour of who you are without them even meeting you.
Yeah.
Okay? So I think a lot of that is important.
Okay. So Saturday the 28th.
It's Saturday. I'm sorry.
No, I like to say it more than once so people can, you know,
mm-hmm.
and people say, oh, what did you say it was? It's at Saki on the Big Red. We're allowing those of you who are not blessed to be Sakis to come on the campus to experience a wonderful college expo in a beautiful setting.
Yes.
And it'll make you feel comfortable. And what you're telling me, this is so different from any college fair I've been to. I just went to the big room and you walk from desk to desk and you You give them your name, you have a conversation and stuff like that. But the hands-on stuff, the experience you
I have,
them.
I did my college fair like that one time.
It's almost a career fair.
It's not even that, because when you have like a lot of kids, that don't get me wrong, it works for some people.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me. And I want each child to get that opportunity to hear from the college and what it is that they offer. Because in those workshops, let me say that in those workshops, you would have a couple of those schools that are in there. So for aviation, FIT and MTSU, they both have aviation studies, but they have different areas of aviation studies.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So they will also be able to tell you a bit about their program.
Okay.
So once you register for the workshop, you will hear the experts say, this is why we need these here in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Then when that person is done, you would have each school that will give you about 5 minutes on that program at their school.
Okay.
So we know that if you're in aviation, you go to this room. So you're only going to hear about aviation.
Yeah.
And we're encouraging people to stay because you may say, you know what, I'm interested in aviation, but I want to see something else about the school. I have other interests. And then you can stay to talk to all of the other schools and get information.
Wonderful.
Yes. So it's Saturday, September 28th. Okay. It's going to be from 10 to 6. It's not your typical college fair. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have the high school pop bands, but that's going to be later. Okay. We're going to have the Panhellenic after they've given out their, of Nassau, after they've given out all of their information. They're going to entertain us because I've always wanted to stroll, but I was never a part of a sorority.
Okay.
You know, but I enjoy seeing them stroll. I envision it in my head. Okay. And then you'll have an opportunity, like I said, BAMSI, they're going to have a petting zoo there.
Okay.
They're going to have a greenhouse there. I told you about the engineering. I'm hoping I can get Bahamas Air or any other airline who would like to come and bring a plane. I want the kids to see the engine.
Okay.
Or maybe we can do something like what we're going to do. Well, we are. But I just haven't gotten the details yet. What engineering and construction.
Okay.
Because I think if the kids had hands-on experience to get an insight of what this career is, they would, you know, say, this is where I want to go, or this is the career that I want to pursue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and if you need to contact me as well, you can email me at legacycollegetours@gmail.com. legacycollegetours@gmail.com. Mm. Or you can give me a WhatsApp.
Okay.
Please don't call the number.
Just WhatsApp you.
Just WhatsApp me, because that number is someone else's, but I have the WhatsApp. I don't understand that.
Okay.
So it's 809-5278.
809-5278. WhatsApp only.
Only.
All right, now, before you go, this question says, does the inexpensive French school, the all business school in France, do they offer a master's degree as well?
Yes, they do. So if you stay, unless it's inexpensive, and let me just say this, they are connected with schools that are AACSB accredited. What is that? That is the highest accreditation that any business school in the world can have.
Okay.
So you can decide to do your 3 years there and get your bachelor's and go to one of their partner schools, either in the United States or Canada. And let's say, for instance, like Temple, Northeastern. These are high-end schools.
Yes.
So you can do your master's there if you choose to, or if you decide to stay your 4 years there, you would go there for 4 years and have 2 degrees, your bachelor's and your master's.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes.
Erica, so good to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice being
here. We look forward to seeing you on the 28th.
You coming?
I don't have no kids. My baby only six. My grand. But I will be encouraging friends to bring their kids.
Please.
And I do know some people I will encourage to come to. And I do know a particular young man who's interested in aviation, so I'm going to make a call and encourage him.
Make sure and have him register, please.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
And one, before you go, the website is?
The website is legacycollegereadiness.com.
Legacycollegereadiness.com.
That's the website.
So good to have you here. Thanks for
coming. Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you before the next one.
Yes.
Okay. This has been Erica Morris joining me. This is Pearly, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. When we come back, we'll be talking sports. And if you're inching there and say something about sports, I'll be able to do that today, because I did promise you to talk some other things. Cuban Willie is next, and we'll be right back.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. Showed your love till you called me a liar.
You try to rest, but broke with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no more. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
KFC Bucket Meals, now with larger, large sides. Make your wallet happier with a KFC Family Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, family fries, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4. A KFC Deluxe Bucket with 10 pieces of delicious chicken, 2 larger sides, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4 to 6. Or a KFC Party Bucket with 15 pieces of our chicken, 3 larger sides, and 6 biscuits that feeds 6. And we'll handle the dishes, plates and utensils included, so you can lick your fingers in peace. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place.
All Caribbean Wrestling presents Fight for Paradise, Saturday, October 19, inside the Kendall Jill Isaacs Gymnasium, featuring WWE superstars, the Hall of Famer Mark Henry, special guests Farouk and Bradshaw of the APA, Lince Dorado, ACW champion Pope Elijah Burke, JTG of Crime Time, and NASA's own Kalia Capri. There will be 10 big matches, live professional wrestling, Saturday, October 19. For tickets, fightforparadise.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets now.
Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, presents the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded. This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year. Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby, Mama D, Fat Sean, Shine 242, The Falcons, and more. Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd at Superclub Breezes Ground. Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com or both Beauty Shack locations. General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Sky Pods also available. For more info, call 394-0819 or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com. Experience the magic once again with more Let Us November 2nd at Best of the Mass. Rake and Scrape Explosion Reloaded.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
And today is Thursday. I got the football for you. Cuatro pelotas. 6-5-8-2. 6-5-8-2. 6-5-8-2. Play and win. That's your football for today. Win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've
been feeling for your love so long. We can turn the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. Praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're
and we're back. Alone, Talking Heads Thursday, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We got Clint on the Zoom call. We get you the second, Clint. He's here with us, and I think the great Naughty is on his way on up. It's so good to be back here with you today talking sports. Interesting talk in reference to college fairs and the college expo. And so good to have Erica with us. But let's get right into Today in Sports History, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Today is Thursday, September 12th, 2024. Oh, and belated happy birthday to my beautiful, lovely sister, Cece, who celebrated her birthday yesterday. Today in sports history, in 1979, Carl Yastrzemski of the Boston Red Sox became the first American League player to get 3,000 home runs. In 1984, Michael Jordan signed a 7-year contract to play basketball with the Chicago Bulls. In 1984, also, Dwight Gooden of the New York Mets set a rookie strikeout record with his 251st strikeout of the season. And in 2002, a judge announced that a jury would have to decide who would get the ball that Barry Bonds hit for his record 73rd home run. The ownership of the ball, with an estimated value of $1 million, was being disputed between two men that had been in the bleachers. And in 2006, Rick DiPietro of the New York Islanders signed a 15-year contract worth $67.5 million. And the sports quote of the day, pain is with weakness leaving the body. Ricky Hill, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Methodist College, cheerleading and dance coach.
Yeah. Everybody throw up your jazz hands.
I had a joker's wild moment this
listen, night. Listen, let me be the first one to tell you. And good afternoon, everybody. Hope all is well. Your boy Naughty in the building. And yesterday was not my fault. It was circumstances beyond our control. I had no phone. I had no internet. I had none. I was dead in there.
People, you should have heard him. I wanted to call him the B word. He was carrying on so bad yesterday.
Boy,
and you know, and that's a part of his dedication to the show and wanting to make sure he greets you guys every day.
Yeah,
I got a little cushiness now.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But yeah, so glad to be here today and everything percolating and all of that. And it's better on the outside there, boy.
Yeah.
It's bad. But let me be the first to tell you this, Pearly. You could butcher up a last name, boy.
I know.
You could butcher.
My 4 years of college, I couldn't remember names. I used to say, hey, guy, hey, girl, hey, lady, hey, because I just didn't want to mess up your name. Because, you know, in the Midwest, German state like that, you're hearing all kind of funny names. But let's do the home court. Jones, Liberty could tie WNBA record. They beat the Stars for the 30th win of the season. The
New York Liberty
I think they should have won it last year. I think this would be there, yeah. NPSA
and props to John Quayle, man. She released her line of tennis with Nike, her sneaks, and they're off the chain.
And look, and it has a Bahamian flair to it.
I'm looking at you. They got a size 12. I
Is it is unisex?
But I'll make it unisex. I don't care. It's a fresh sneaker. I'm tired of women having all the fresh designs. You know.
Okay.
And there's some fresh sneaks that could actually pass. And I know there's some Bigfoot gals out there. Shout out to all the Bigfoot gals. So if you're size 12, yeah, you can have competition because them Jonquils fresh.
All right.
And they Nike too, you see?
Maybe I'll get a pair too.
And them colors throw up. Listen, if I could rock the Giannis, which is blue, yellow, pink, and things like that, with the pink laces, and they Giannis on, I can rock Jonquils on.
You sure yourself, so I won't be
Yeah, of course. Okay.
NBSA championships are all set.
And one thing, in the words of the late, you know, my comedy mentor, who I opened for many times, you got to know how to coordinate.
Yeah, that's true.
Coordination, coordinate. So it's all good.
BFA completes CONCAF licensed coaching course.
That you got CONCAF, right?
You know, two words. Clint, are you going to help me out here? Are you going to let the dude ride me like this?
No diddy. That's all I'm going to say. No diddy, no diddy, no diddy. Disclaimer.
Yeah, that's all on you, buddy.
we don't know you right now, not after that remark. We don't know you.
That really did not come out the way I wanted that to come out.
It didn't.
Do me a favor. Say the hockey player's name again.
No, I'm not going to go there and run. You know, I guess what? I looked at it and I was practicing it, right? And then it was time to read it. I messed it up. And I said, Clint's going to get on me because Clint knows every hockey player.
Why don't you help him, Clint?
I believe you were trying to say, if I'm not mistaken, Mike DiPietro.
DiPietro. I had DiPietro down pack until time to say it. And I expected you to say something to me about it, Clint. I really didn't think Naughty was going to get on me about that.
Yeah, well, I was going to let it slide for you, but...
See, that's what real friends do, Naughty. They let things like that slide.
No, real snuff. That's what real friends are. No,
you bet against the Cowboys last week, so I had to give it to you.
I got you. No, real friends be the ones that are sitting next to you and say, how the hell did we get in this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I one of them, too. But I can let you know, it's you who probably got us in this. Well, hey, Arbiter the bread. You know we probably going to jail, right?
Yeah. Whose car are we taking?
Yeah.
But anyhow, anyway, listen, let's get into...
Sunday was an interesting football day.
Yeah, who's in and who's out already, of course, yeah. by Tropical Gyro.
You know, my fly football people showed up, so we'll get them in here in a few seconds.
Yeah, man. We, as a matter of fact, what we could do before we get into Clint...
Yeah.
...is probably, like, take the break now.
Okay.
Let them come in and do their...
I mean, you're the boss.
Okay. ...breakdown, and then me and Clint will jump back in.
Okay. That's cool with you, Clint?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll take Mr. Producer, we'll take our first break. When we get back, we can talk a little. We're not going to talk fly football as long as you normally do, guys. So we can talk a little fly football, you know, because they're my favorite guests. And when we get back, we'll get into fly football. We get back into the NFL and talk about my Miami Dolphins.
Big game
Bills.
Tonight, oh, boy. Yeah, big game tonight. Listen, man. Miami, Buffalo on yard. Y'all need to do something about it, you know.
Yeah, we really do. We really do. We'll be right back after the break. Yeah, we do. This is Pearly, Naughty, and Clint. We'll be back right in a minute.
Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come hit on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
I'm Leonard Sands.
And I'm Debbie Deal.
And you know us from the Contractors Association. We're excited to talk about our new show coming to Guardian Radio called Nailed It.
We are going to be on Thursday nights between 6:30 and 7:30.
So we're very happy to invite everyone to listen into our shows as we talk about construction, design-related things. Also,
if you are a subcontractor, if you're planning on building a home or renovating, you need to be a part of this show and tune in.
Nailed It. Premiering Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Never again.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chickchawny Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chickchawny Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickchawnychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's silent, and I say it for all. But there is some people world, you never shine.
We're back. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Talking Heads Thursday with Pearly, Sports Time. I got my crew in here from Flag Football, so we're going to do a little talk about the first what happened in the first week. But just before we get there, let's take this caller quick. Caller, you're there. Well, I guess that caller was impatient. Caller, you can call me back. So, Jay, if my coach had looked like this, I would always want to play football. Who do we have with us today?
We got Jason Clark here from the Bahamas Youth Flag Football League, as along with
N.A. Marshall.
Coach MA.
Coach and PR personnel.
And the nine champions, right?
And head coach of our newly formed 10U traveling.
Yeah. As well. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's beat up on all the male coaches.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how you can let a woman come and outcoach y'all.
She plays flag too, you know.
I know, she Yeah. Dress right up, sexy and everything.
I was
come to talk football and can't be distracted now. Of course, we get in trouble. So, how was last week? How did it go? What happened?
Simply phenomenal.
Okay.
We had opening day. We opened on Saturday past.
Uh-huh.
And we had a tremendous amount of kids.
So, I can only
imagine what's going to happen this week because we had even more signups.
How much more did you grow?
I think we had about, well, right now we have about just over 150 kids registered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we do have a couple of schools, one I'm supposed to be speaking at, I think, on Monday.
Okay.
And a couple others who also want to get their grouping in, get their school in as a group.
Okay.
Which we said to do. It's easier training the schools at our facilities on Saturday with all the kids.
Anything to beat Zach.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, Zach got their trophy presentations last week.
I missed that.
You know, their trophy presentations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super.
They did.
My sister didn't tell me about anything about that yesterday when I saw
her. Did not?
You know, she had a birthday. Happy birthday again, CC. But, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, all right. So, you had games on Saturday pass?
Not on Saturday pass. So, okay. What will happen is for the first several weeks, but having new kids.
This training.
We get them into the training and what have you. And then around about week 5 or 6, we then break them out into their teams. And then their coaches will do the training, practicing their
plays. So when do you expect the first game to play?
Probably around about mid-October. Close to shortly after the, maybe a week or two after the holiday break.
Okay.
You know, after the holiday break. Once the weather behaves with us and doesn't push us back too far into the training.
Any new standout kids you're seeing? Anybody you're saying, wow. I know a certain coach, right, don't make notes. They don't tell nobody what they can do. They just observe. So I'm not asking them. Because I don't want them to talk their secret. I'm asking you, Jason.
Really, you get me in trouble with that one.
All right, right? I'm not going to ask them because I know they ain't going to say nothing, right? Because they probably don't got their eye on but two or three kids.
I've been taking some heat. Snatch. I've been taking some heat for that comment, so I'm not even going down that road.
Okay. I did it.
But what I will say, I will be totally honest with you. What we have seen, we can't make all the assessments just yet, but what I'm happy about is we had one exceptional kid we had in our program. He played all sports. His mom had him in soccer first thing in the morning. Then she'd leave and take him to baseball out east. Then she comes back up west to bring him back the flag. But he had seized flags. It was just too much. And when I came out on Saturday, first face I saw was him.
That kid probably slept all weekend when his mother took him out.
He said, oh, yes, I'm back with flag.
Okay.
And so he was always an exceptional player.
Okay.
And I noticed that a lot of those... baseball players appear to be now coming up and wanting to play flag as well. So it seems to really be catching on. So we expect to really have a lot of standout kids there, man.
Have any of your kids graduated to the regular league yet?
Yes, a number of them. As a matter of fact, two of them actually in their very first year playing last year Won a championship. Okay. Their very first year. Okay. Championship team.
And their coaches probably saw the fundamentals there. And
yeah, yeah.
So you're good. So you're going to be a pretty good feeding ground for them.
To be quite honest, one of the parents who would have brought one of those kids out to our program, it was just an automatic that he just went and played for that same team that that person.
See, now what you need to do is, because those coaches can catch wind of what you're doing, you need to make them do a draft as well.
But I tell you, they do come out and they do scout.
Yeah, so
they do come out and they do scout the kids to go, you know, and to play with them and what happens.
So what's happening Saturday coming now? What time? Well,
you want to take that one on Saturday?
Okay, so Saturday, we're still taking new kids. We're still doing registrations. And we're still doing our training sessions. We start at 12 noon. On the dot, we start taking our first group, which would be our 6 to 9 group, and then we just get into our day from there.
And they can register online on the Facebook page?
Yes, sir. The link is available on our Facebook page.
And what's the name of your Facebook page?
Our Facebook page is Bahamas Youth Flag Football League.
Okay.
That's the lady responsible for it, so she got
it. She knows, and she manages. So they can, and they can if they want to register on Saturday, they need to come a little earlier.
Yes, if like, you want to register.
You guys
going to
be there from what time, 10:30, 11?
We're there from about 11.
Okay, so you want to come at 11 if you want to register early.
Yes.
If you don't do it online and get in there, and it's $200.
Yes, $200.
And that covers your uniform, your flag, and everything.
Yes.
Also, sportsmen cover insurance for 1 year.
Very important. That's very important. So if you pull a hammy or something like that, you got you covered.
Yep. Yes. Pays 100% too.
Okay. Super. Yep. So good to have you all here this week. I know this is a quick one today.
Yeah, man. Yes. We appreciate it, Pearly. We appreciate the plug, man.
Tell Mafia I'll give a call so we can get it prop, you know, organized for the others. And I'm excited about flag football starting. Excited to have you all here.
We're excited about this season.
And Coach Janae, you're always welcome. Yeah. Always welcome.
We'll make sure she's back next when she's on. One plug, too. In about 5 weeks, we'll be traveling to Orlando.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Taking about 3 teams to go and play. And
so that's in October?
Yes, in October. Yes. So we're probably going to have about a fundraiser or two maybe before that.
So let us know. So we can, you know, we can plug it and get you guys to help get these kids off.
But, yeah, we're really looking forward to that because it's going to be the very first time that 10U team travels. First time we've had that team. It's just to get their feet wet. You know what I mean? Not having high expectations, but definitely part of their development.
Super. You know? So good to have you all.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
see y'all next week. Time to talk some football. When we get back, Naughty Clint, we can sit down and analyze last week. And then we'll also talk about that Bahamian who's on the practice squad for the Dallas Cowboys. And we talk about my Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills today. This is Pearly. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the guys. We're back. Right into it. Clint, are you there with us?
Clint should be zooming back in any second now. We got Clint back in.
Yep.
Okay, right, so ready to go. Sunday gone. Your Dallas Cowboys had an impressive win.
I'll let Clint open.
Impressive. And in the words of Naughty, in the words of others, they were impressed. They were efficient in all three phases of the game. Defense, offense, and special teams. With a punt return for a touchdown.
Good old Turpin, buddy. He's dangerous. I like him.
Okay.
But I definitely had the egg on my face there because I thought we weren't going to win that game. I was worried about our defense.
I was Stallone Wolf. Stallone bought cake.
Yep. But we came through. The defense surprised me. I didn't think we were going to hold them up. But is our defense that good or is Deshaun Watson that bad?
That's a question to ask.
Combination of both, I think. I think Zimmer's game plan had him confused. And to his credit, Deshaun Watson lost his father, a close friend, all in prior to game time on Friday.
Another lawsuit.
Saturday morning, another lawsuit. So I could definitely say...
He needs to become celibate for a while.
He better stay out of the massage parlor. That's number one. Number two, I can understand him being scatterbrained on week one. I could give him that. So I see them giving him another start. Now, if it goes... Bubkis for him in Jacksonville. Now we got a quarterback controversy in Cleveland.
Okay.
But as far as my Cowboys go, just a couple of points. Tyler Guyton, first round pick out of Oklahoma. Did a great job against Bradley Chubb. I mean,
Chubb is not playing.
No. Old boy from Cleveland.
Khalil Mack.
No.
No. Oh God, the lineman man. My mind's gone.
Donald. No.
No, Aaron Donald was an L.A. Ram.
Yeah, no, but that's not.
Miles Garrett.
Garrett, yeah.
Yeah. So I believe it up to you. It'll be how I live with that last name.
You know I'm messing up last name. I know why you're asking me. Miles
Garrett did his thing for the most part, but Tyler Guyton was impressive. Only had like one hurry and maybe one sack allowed. Did a good job in the run game. Tyler Beebe, or Cooper Beebe, mm-hmm. the center.
Yeah.
Did a great job. And Clint, created high in the run game.
Clint,
and
then if one thing with Naughty now. If you listen to Naughty for week two, you take Dallas Super Bowl
team. No, I just being honest. If you look in the game later on when Aaron Rodgers had Tyron Smith getting beat 2 and 3 times and letting up sacks, Dallas did the right thing, letting him go. We did it again in the draft with the offensive linemen. So hats off to Will Clay. I think we got a serviceable offensive line. CeeDee Lamb was rusty, but he still looked good. Dak had to do what he had to do. He played within the confines of the game. Didn't have to do too many things.
No.
We got touchdowns. We got touchdown, of course. $231 million, Brandon Cooks. Ezekiel Elliott has a touchdown. Turpin, in the return game, has a touchdown. Aubrey with 4 field goals. So we were definitely good in all 3 phases of the game.
Okay.
Do we still need a quality running back? Yes. Are we still a few pieces of eight? Yes. But for week 1... we look good. Now let's see what we do against the Saints on Sunday, but we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Better be
and
right.
Don't you be talking about 2 weeks in people talking Super Bowl. Miami Dolphins fans famous for that.
I'm not disputing that. That's not DNA. That's normal.
But that we got some calls, so let's check them real quick.
Yeah, Carly on there. How you doing?
What's up, Pearly?
Hey, St. Petersburg. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, St. Pete?
Yes, sir.
Mystery Dolphin and Muff, I'm rooting for y'all today, boy. But if y'all don't win tomorrow, y'all gonna hear from me. I'm riding with y'all.
All right,
Y'all my third best team. I'm a Cowboy, Buccaneers, and y'all.
A Cowboy. That's a round.
Football, Bobby, he all over.
Might as well go Jacksonville. Be full on Florida.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I rep all the Florida teams. You know what I'm saying? But you know. I'm in the Cowboys from the 70s, and that ain't going to change. I want to bury in the Cowboys.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Pete.
Be safe on that road.
Drive safe on the highway.
We got a couple other cars. We're going to
talk tomorrow, okay?
Talking heads.
What's up, Carla?
Hey, Naughty and Braley, what's going on?
Hey, Muff.
What's going on, Muff?
And Clint.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Muff earlier. By the first sentence, come out your mouth. You say re? So what, he's a Cowboy fan?
Yeah, Clint has got plenty of sense.
Yeah, no, man. Clint.
Pearly, I got to call in more often, man, because they can try to gang up on you, man.
No, man, I get on myself, you know, but you come there, you get out.
Them two Cowboys can try to gang up on you, man.
Don't worry, but is he after week 4, them out ain't going to be that hard no more.
Okay, I agree.
No, don't worry, the
proof
is in the pudding.
I'm Naughty. What you talking about? You need a good running back. I keep on you asking for a Wilson Jr. Man, you're running back leaping over fellas, jumping, fiddling fellas.
And what guess what? By week 4, he could be not heard than fellas no more. For the time, is undefeated. You okay. See, back in the day,
I agree with the tree you all say, though. You
forget.
Beat us what? Buffalo beat us 12 of the last 18 times.
Correct. I was about to bring that up.
That's stopping tonight, man. We going on a 5 straight win against them tonight, man. I don't like that record, man. They beat us 12 or the Titans.
Don't worry about that. I sending them that Janet Jackson song.
Josh
what
Allen
have you done for me lately?
Boy.
Yes. No. Hey, Stephon Diggs and go on, boy. Ain't I loving with that? Boy, he look good with Texans, too. He had 2 touchdowns in that game Sunday. Allen ain't got Diggs no more, so ain't I loving with him. That's why he did so much running now. Why did he running?
Better run.
Pick up yards run on the ground.
You need to do that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you need to do that. But all right, Pearly. All right,
so, brother.
What's up, you lady, after the victory tonight?
Okay,
let me
brother.
A couple out of them callers get in.
Yes, sir. Next caller. Call you on there. How you doing?
Hello.
I can hear you.
Hey, Sparky, what's going on? Make it quick, bud. What you got?
See, as anyone's going to use
no, because you long-winded to me talking sports.
Yeah,
what you got?
Let me talk. You taking my time away now.
Well, hurry up, talk.
Apparently, this your show or Naughty Joe?
It's my show, so you ain't got to ask. Now go ahead.
Anyway, hey, Pearly.
Yes, Sparky.
I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan from I was a little boy.
Uh-huh.
Now, when we eat Tanishadani, we really don't like to eat pilchards.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, y'all ain't no dolphin, not a real dolphin. You know, it's pilchards. Y'all even ain't big enough to be a shot.
Oh, boy.
Not y'all even is pilchards. So, I got to say that. I, as a Pittsburgh Steelers, so I never did like Miami Dolphin. If y'all already like that because Miami Dolphin close to the Bahamas.
Okay.
And y'all can fly over there and go in Miami Stadium.
All right.
If that was anybody further than Florida, y'all wouldn't have been no Dolphin fan. But anyway, but Lottie, I wanted to say something else to you. Give me a minute. Through Cordo Avenue, by the web shop, there's two sidewalks with cars parked up all over the sidewalk. Naughty.
Blocking the ramp?
They look at the cars parked up around the number house on the sidewalk right next to the school also. They on the sidewalk, I'm naughty.
Take a picture, man, and send it to me, man.
You on the sidewalk. The children got to walk in the road when they come out of school because they in the number house gambling on the sidewalk. And guess what? Patrol car passed through there. And they ain't saying nothing. Don't do nothing.
Sparky, go take a picture and send it to me. Yeah. What's up, man?
Take a picture and send it to us, okay?
Go and send no more, Ratchet Jaw. Let's get to the next call. Talking heads.
Go ahead, Carla.
Naughty, what's going on?
Hey
what's
Mystery.
Happening, Mystery?
Man, them Dolphins fans ain't going to shame it. You on national radio crying, but we beat them 12 or the 13. Come on, man. And just saying, no bandwagon Buffalo Bills, you know.
Don't get at it. 11 out of 12, you all beat them.
You know, and what, you ain't coming tonight?
Oh, no, I got to see the chicken hatch.
Ooh.
I got to see the chicken hatch.
I believe
it stops tonight. Keep on listening, I can tell you why.
Ooh.
I'm going to keep on listening?
Yeah, keep on listening.
Fine, look here. The bottom line is this could be a 32 to 14 score.
Boy, right. Sound like them scores Dallas used to beat y'all in the Super Bowl by.
All right. We can see.
All right.
We can see.
That sound like the score my Cowboys beat y'all in Atlanta in the Super Bowl by.
Time will tell.
You see how fast they go when they Buffalo Bills and you bring up them four straight Super Bowl losses.
And embarrass themselves.
Gone. Yeah. See you later.
Yeah, at least we been there. At least we get there. Okay.
All right. Well, how you see it tonight, Clint? I mean, you know, we got a good final 10 today with Rich Eisen breaking down this whole Dolphin and Bills rivalry and what's at stake after tonight's game. But how do you see it for tonight's game?
Well, unfortunately, once again, I see the Dolphins winning. And the reason why is there is no clear-cut number one wide receiver. Josh Allen's just having to do too much.
Yeah.
He's going to get banged up and hurt real quick if he keeps on playing how he's playing. Now, what's the rookie's name? Coleman?
Yeah, Keon Coleman.
Keon Coleman.
Yeah, he's going to come around. Really carrying the team. What do you have, like one or two catches last week? Just too much running.
He was no Jason Ferguson last week. I'll tell you that right now.
I hear you. I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, let's leave that right there. Let's leave that right there.
Yeah, but they are going to want to run the ball. I understand that. But don't do it with your star quarterback. Like
you got a good stable of running backs there. You got Cook. You got a couple other pieces there that work. Get them involved.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're just Josh Allen just wanted to be Superman and take too many hits.
What's the problem? They blamed Dorsey on it last year, fired Dorsey. Now look at them. They're still doing the same thing.
Well, they didn't improve them. I think they lost a lot of players, didn't improve themselves, and a lot are going to be on his shoulders to carry that team. And it's not going to work. After a while, it's going to wear on his body. I agree with you, Clint.
And Miami's offense is going to just pick apart the Bills defense tonight. I don't see them stopping them. Even without Mostert is out.
Yeah, he's out.
A-10 may not play. So in fantasy, if you need a player, you might want to pick up Jeff Wilson and plug him in.
And then Jalen Wright as well, too.
Yep, absolutely. But Wilson is the number three, and they trust him more as he got more playing time.
He'll get the goal line carries for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think A-chan is going to get some playing time. He's going to be on the field. I don't know how effective he's going to be, and I think Wilson is going to carry a lot of the load. I'm more concerned about the Dolphins' number three and not having a number three wide receiver because Berrios just ain't hacking it. So it's going to be a lot of work on Hill and on Waddle tonight. So,
did you keep
I think Juno Azukama Smith
from Nebraska?
No.
You cut him?
Did we? I'm trying to remember. No, he's hurt.
Again. Yeah. My God.
But I think Juno Smith is going to be a factor now. If Smite does the crap that he did last week, I didn't be got from Kansas City. But he dropped two big passes last week, and he can't be doing that this week because that's just not going to work against Buffalo. So we can see what happens. I think Miami's going to do well tonight. We're going to break that jinx. We're going to start owning Buffalo and let them know that the AFC East belongs to Miami.
I think a couple of things you got to look at for tonight's game is the fact that at some point in a series, like I've alluded to with the Cowboys and the 49ers, it's a pendulum kind of thing when you have a rivalry. It swings.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
It swung in San Francisco's direction, but possibly this year it might swing in our direction.
Yeah.
I see at some point, all out of 70s, when Miami won something like 20-some straight games against Buffalo. They couldn't win in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo couldn't win in Miami or against Miami.
Yeah. That's when they had O.J. Simpson and all that.
Correct. Joe so Ferguson. It's history repeating itself in the rivalry. They've gone on a good run now, but, you know, 11 out of 12 at some point got to come to an end.
Yeah, it got to come to an end.
How many times are you going to sit there in the locker room, but we play these guys and know full well that they own us? At some point, you got to make that statement game within the division to let, you know, notice be served. Hey, we're here. We're a different Miami Dolphins team, and I think they are. I think it's enough because the Bills have injuries on defense. The linebacker. Is injured. Milano's injured.
And the slot.
The slot corner and the starting corner is injured as well, too.
Yeah.
So that's going to, you know, be tonight. You may see Tua air it up, you know.
I think he's probably throwing a lot
Summon the ghost of Dan Marino and air it out, you know. You got Waddle. You got Tyreek Hill.
Don't say summon the ghost. Dan Marino ain't dead.
But listen, his Super Bowl chances are, and I think that era is over though.
That 48-12 beat down last year was right after the Denver game. We put up 70. I think we were a bit cocky from that, and they just spanked us. We're not cocky this time because we had a tough time with Jacksonville in the first half. The defense came around.
That's another point right there. Both teams played horrible in the first half.
Yeah.
Miami played better ball in the second half. They kind of shut down Jacksonville and won the game. The Bills were still in the shootout to the end.
Yeah.
With the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the offenses. I lean toward Miami. They're at home. They're a little more balanced. Bills trying to still figure a few things out. On defense, Rousseau is going to be, you know, a tough out for you guys tonight. Yeah, he had three sacks last week.
But, you know, our offensive line surprisingly had a high rating, an 81 rating last week, which is tremendous considering I thought that was the weakness of the team. Armstead did well. Even Eichenberg did well.
And I think your defense is solid, too. So between those factors, I and they're at home, I think Miami breaks the streak tonight.
I believe.
Hey, guys. All is well?
What's up? Man.
I think you're absolutely correct. I think Miami can break that tonight. But you know what? They ain't breaking. I know what the record is of the Cowboys and the 49ers, Naughty.
let me pull it up for you. No. Let me pull up the all-time series record.
I know all-time. What you've been talking about, you say, talk about recently. You ain't talking about all time.
Yeah, well, listen.
Past couple of years.
Oh, in three. But let me ask you a question. For all that talk, have you been crowned Super Bowl champ or are you still last to lose? The 49ers. No Super Bowl in how many years? 30 years, correct? 30 years. I want you to say it. Now, how long y'all ain't won a Super Bowl? 30 years, correct?
About that. But we have moments. We have moments.
Yeah, moments of being last to lose. But anyway, go ahead with your point.
You ain't learned when you show. You ain't know when you show shade that naughty's get very joker wily and get very upset with you.
No. That's a 49er, so they gets no love. They know what to get set for me. They know what they were coming.
Lord,
it ain't no jovial, everything cool. It's salt. It's let's go.
Later, buddy.
Call it. That's the best thing to do. Say later.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco tree.
Callie, you on there. How you doing? Don't listen to the radio. Listen to your phone.
Yeah, buddy. I listening to y'all, man.
What do you say, Skiller?
Everything good. Naughty.
Skiller, you got to make it quick because we got to get to the break soon. What you got for me, bro?
It's quick for true. Listen, you remember Ben Skyler Thompson played Buffalo, right?
Not really, because I don't watch it all that much. But I remember through Purdy. I remember via Purdy.
Yeah.
We almost win that, right?
Yeah.
Last year, when we played them, just about our whole defensive.
Yeah, we had Chubb. Everybody was out. Yeah, yeah.
Now, everybody healthy, Naughty.
Everybody's not healthy, because Chubb ain't back yet. But we got some.
Everybody healthy, Purdy.
we get a better starting line. Only one person I barely does most of.
Yeah, I know. Back them out as well.
No, but I'm looking at our defense.
Okay, defense. Chubb is out. Chubb is still out with the defense.
Yeah, but we got some little relief for Chubb.
Okay, all right.
You see the Ricky Oli Grants last week?
Yes, he did. He did well.
Oli Grants.
And Storm did well as well.
I forget who it was. Who the fella was what did the first sack and the first tackle?
Calais Campbell.
Where he come from?
He was with
Atlanta last year.
Yeah.
He went to the U though, so don't forget that.
He went to University of Miami.
I can tell you one thing. Barely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I win this one for sure tonight.
All right, we can see.
All right, Skelly, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man. Good stuff. Time.
Good talking to you.
All right, Clint, what's your call and what's your score in tonight's game?
I got Miami winning it. It'll probably be about 32-17. I wonder if this weather's going to be a factor up in Miami. I know we got plenty here.
I was wondering the same thing with all this rain.
I haven't seen anything.
What say you, Purdy?
I go in last. That's my team. You go.
All right, well, before I give you my pick, I just want to remind you it's all about the Island. All right, sign up with the Island Game, www.theislandgame.com. Get yourself a sportsbook account. Once you're registered, once you're hooked up, they're going to give you some bonus bucks to play with. And then, make a single game entry or a parlay, and you're going to be registered for four awesome drawings. September, you'll have a chance at 2,000 cash. All right, October, you'll have a chance at 3,000 cash. November, you'll have a chance at 5,000 cash. And in December, you'll have a shot at an all-expense-paid trip for two to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. All right, so it pays to play and win with the Island Game, and the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. I like the Miami Dolphins breaking the curse tonight, and I like them pulling away late. I think Tua hits Waddle, and I think Tua hits Tyreek Hill. I think they get a play here and there on defense. I think Buffalo will keep it competitive early because it is a division game and a rivalry. After all, Josh Allen, 11-2 in his career against the Dolphins. But I think Tua and the crew get it done. And I like the Dolphins 27-20, pulling away.
Okay. There's no, Clint, for your information, there's no precipitation registered for Miami tonight. There's very little wind, so that shouldn't be a factor tonight. I think that this is a statement game for Miami. It is, even though it's game two, it is a statement game mainly because it's the division rival. You got to beat your division rivals. I like Miami tonight. I like Tua to put up 300-plus yards. I like Miami 38-17.
There you go, man. So be sure to join your boy Naughty along with Earl the Pearl and Clint tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour for the full NFL rundown. All right? And we'll break down all our picks all right then. Tonight, I like the Dolphins to win. Dolphins, do not let me down. Every time I pick for y'all, y'all win. So let's keep that streak going.
Let's keep that streak going, and it'll be a good game tonight. 8 o'clock. It'll be great to watch. All right. Has been Pearly. Naughty, thank you, Clint, for joining. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. It's been a great talking here. It's Thursday on Garden Radio, 96.9 FM. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the texts. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. And be safe out there.
Rich Eisen taking us home. Dolphin fans and Bills fans, listen out. Here's the breakdown of tonight's game, courtesy of our boy Rich Eisen.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Why can't treat day be every day? Get the new KFC Value Box for only $9.95, packed with one piece of your favorite fried chicken, cheesy mashed potatoes, three 100% real white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a delicious dessert biscuit, and an ice-cold 16-ounce soda. Name a crunchier deal. You can't. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
Burns.
And I'm Debbie Deal.
And you know us from the Contractors Association. We're excited to talk about our new show coming to Guardian Radio called Nailed It.
We are going to be on Thursday nights between 6:30 and 7:30.
So we're very happy to invite everyone to listen into our shows as we talk about construction, design-related things. Also,
if you are a subcontractor, if you're planning on building a home or renovating, you need to be a part of this show and tune in.
Nailed It. We're bringing Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
All Caribbean Wrestling presents Fight for Paradise, Saturday, October 19th, inside the Kendall Jill Isaacs Gymnasium, featuring WWE superstars, the Hall of Famer Mark Henry, special guests Farouk and Bradshaw of the APA, Lince Dorado, ACW champion Pope Elijah Burke, JTG of Crime Time, and NASA's own Kalia Capri. There will be 10 big matches, live professional wrestling, Saturday, October 19th. For tickets, fightforparadise.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets now.
NASA, get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater, Nassau Cruise Port, on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to ticketboxevents.com or go to the Nassau Cruise Port box office located in the Junction Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, Fran Chung, Gino D, Ira Storr, and the Higher Level Band. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater, Nassau Cruise Port, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nashville.
Into Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
And Dolphins, and it is right off the bat a monster game, a rematch in the same spot that the Bills beat the Dolphins and began to end the Dolphin season. The Dolphin season last year began to unravel on a Monday night when Tyreek Hill got hip drop tackled in a loss to the Titans, or a game against the Titans. Everybody was kind of penciling in for the suddenly surging Dolphins. And the Dolphins' MO last year was essentially, yeah, but who have they really beaten? It's even in a narrative that Mike McDaniel acknowledged publicly prior to their loss to Kansas City and Frankfurt. I was standing there in Germany when he said those words. And that was essentially the beginning of the end when the Dolphins lost to the Bills on the Week 17 final regular season game of the year. When it was winner gets to win the division and gets a home playoff game, and the loser does not. And the Bills knew that if they lost that game, they'd be right back in Miami. That's the crazy scenario that was playing out. Dolphins would beat the Bills in the final game of the year in the regular season. They'd have the right to host the Bills the next week in the wild card round. If they lost, the Bills would then go home and host a playoff game. Go on the road. I mean, the Dolphins have to go on the road to Kansas City. Now, at the time, they did not know that it would be negative 20 right. degrees at kickoff. And that's one of those cartoon-like temperatures. Like, listen, you don't want to go to Kansas City. I mean... And play a game which is going to be, you know, what, negative 20 degrees at kickoff? That literally is what it was. And here we are in a rematch right away, week two, same spot, same teams. And the Buffalo Bills coming into the season, their narrative is this is the time to get them. This is the time to go get this team that has been sitting atop the AFC East ever since Brady left. And in the same way that Brady had essential ownership of the Buffalo Bills, did you know that the Buffalo Bills... Yes. Did you know that the Buffalo Bills have beaten the Dolphins in 13 of their last 15 trips to Miami?
I did not know that.
The Bills have beaten the Dolphins in 13 in their past 15 trips to Miami.
I got another one for you, Rich Eisen.
I've got a ton of them.
Oh, great.
Here,
Josh Allen, 6-0 on Thursday Night Football.
How about Josh Allen is 11-2 against Miami with, wait for it, 41 touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
And as if that's not enough.
He's so good.
Five times Josh Allen has faced the Dolphins and performed so well, he was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week the next week based on what he did against Miami. He
probably got drug tested after. Right?
Think about that. Five times he's played the Dolphins and he was the entire conference.
You've got this cup.
Hey, Josh, got two minutes.
And a lot has been made of the Buffalo offense under Sean McDermott. Since McDermott's first season in 2017, Buffalo has averaged 31.7 points a game against Miami.
Wow.
And sure enough, Allen is coming to town off of an offensive player of the week type performance, two in the air, two on the ground against Arizona. In a comeback win, 14 points down at home. Last quarterback to do that in a game was Steve Young. So he's coming to town feeling good. Bills were supposed to be the team to get got right now. Gabe Davis is in Florida, but for Jacksonville. Stephon Diggs is now with Houston. He had a heck of a first week with them. Mm-hmm. And the Bills come in 1-0 and have a chance to right away tell the Dolphins, nice team you have there. You even have one of our guys now, Jordan Poyer, no longer in the defensive backfield for Buffalo, is one of the bold-faced names that gets mentioned when the narrative of this is the year to get the Bills because they're not the same anymore. He's not with the Bills anymore. Micah Hyde is, I believe, ATC right now. Trey White's here in Los Angeles for the Rams. And they've redid their defensive backfield. Poyer's a Dolphin right now. So, you know, the Bills, you could make a case, know what to do, how to potentially exploit him. He obviously has something to play for tonight as well. And the Dolphins have everything to play for. Because you lose at home in a division game, it's tough to win a division. And in case you need a reminder of that, full circle, last time they faced, they lost their division game to Buffalo at home and did not win the division. Buffalo did. And the Dolphins had to go play a negative 20-degree temperature in Kansas City instead. And if there's any team that needs the home field advantage more in the AFC than the Dolphins, I'd like to hear from you. Because it ain't the Chiefs, nope. as we know. And the Ravens had it last year, didn't do much with it. And they seemed like a team, as you saw with Isaiah White Shoes Likely, they could win a game on the road against a team like the Chiefs, right? And I could go down the list. Dolphins need it more than anybody else with their high-octane speed. Raheem Mostert will be out tonight with a chest injury. It does look like Devin Achane can go, but obviously keep an eye on the inactives and actives report that's coming out right around 7 o'clock Eastern tonight. I'm sure a lot of fantasy football players will be keenly looking at that.
Yeah, I'm playing against Devin Achane this week, so if he just wants to get some extra rest, I'm okay with it.
So the Dolphins can come out tonight and tell the Bills, not this year, just like everybody has been saying for the last 6 months. And rallying around each other and having a wild first 5 days of a season with Tyreek Hill being handcuffed before the game and on Sunday, and Calais Campbell being handcuffed before the game, and the team rallying around each other and coming out with two huge conference wins at home against Jacksonville, which has some division hopes of their own and conference hopes of their own, and a win against the Bills and say, not this year. And the Bills can go down and say, guess what? Different team, same Josh Allen, same Bills dominance of the Miami Dolphins, and we're up in the division, kicking back at 2-0 for the rest of the weekend, watching everybody else. And the Dolphins have already lost a game at home in division, and it's against the team that they most arguably have to beat. That's what's at stake tonight, Thursday Night Football. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.